Shut your chocolate!
Okay. What to do? Welcome to Sexual Chocolate. I'm Jordan. Hey, okay. The smell of reefer. Every time I come over here, there's bits of weed. Why not? Like, it's just, there's just weed in crevices of things in here. I mean, I don't know what I expect, like, a bunch of potheads to be cleanly. Well, you think you don't want any of it to go to waste. I know when I, like, have shit, like, if I have, like, rice and some of it drops on the floor, I'm pissed. Yeah. Y'all, like, this is only weed, but y'all look like it looks druggy-ish in here. Like, worse than weed. It looks, like, needle-ish in here. Because, like, there's, like, because, like, you got, like, the baggies of the weed, and then, like, the AA batteries just laying out. Same thing. Yeah, it just looks very Breaking Bad-ish. I believe it. You have a mask? You gotta get a mask. Feel a volcano yet? I mean, the volcano. You've seen the volcanoes. It's like they're. It's like before, like the vape pen. Like it's. Yeah, it's like the original vape thing. It's like a fucking. Mother box, yeah, it's a mother box with like a goddamn big ass bag, and then you like suck air out of the bag like a balloon that you got hanging up on these walls here. At least got these balloons in her apartment. It's the letters S, E, and X, they're pink bubble letter balloons. You look like, this looks like this legit looks like a sitcom or a movie where the girl has been wanting to fuck this guy for so long, and then he brings her over, and she's got balloons up on the wall, and like rose petals, and a chocolate bust of his face, like ready to go, and he just freaks out, he's like, I don't know if I can do this, and she's like, wow, yeah, I'm so wet. Why? What's the story behind the balloons? God damn, that's high. You forget you high because you're so high, and then you're like, why is the world the way it is? Oh, nice. I'm high right now. Holy shit. I mean, that couldn't be the first time that they've had that. Really? In New York City, nobody's ever gotten sex balloons? I feel like you should be given these letters whenever you see a homeless dude jerk off on the subway. like, here you go, sex balloons, your first New York experience. Nigga. Hold on, I'm sorry. My phone was near my feet and it started like falling down off the couch. And I'm so used to like being. Dude, I thought I felt like you telling me how high you were, like, made me think I was high. 'Cause, like, the phone sliding off my feet, it felt like there was an animal, like, kind of like pawing at me or whatever. So, yeah. So, like, I was like, when did y'all get a cat or something? I was expecting to see a big ass cat or a small dog at my feet just now. Kind of scared the shit out of me a little bit. Y'all got all types of shit in this house. You got fucking death crystals and sex balloons and little tiny dildo things or whatever. So I don't know. I didn't know if there was gonna be a small creature, woodland creature, pawing at my toes. Yeah. That shit fuck with me. No, I'm okay though. I'm okay though. I just, how much do these sex balloons cost? Each? It's $10 per balloon? That's too much, yo. The price of helium is crazy. I gotta get in the helium game. I gotta start slinging some helium. Well, that looks better anyway. How was the Sex and the City trivia? Did you know shit? What, like, what's the typical Sex and the City? Because I could name you the four horsewomen. Pussy, because she's a lesbian in real life, right? Esquire? I don't know. I was watching, because I like Insecure, and there's a episode of Insecure this season where Issa gets, she's giving dude head and this fucking comes in her face, and they show it. Like, it was like a surprising television moment. But then, like, I read some article, and they were like, "Well, Sex and the City actually did it," and like Miranda got like come on her face. They went to some like Kama Sutra seminar. Do you remember this episode? I've never seen that. I've never seen the episode, but I just saw the clip in the weird old fucking foliage ladies. Jerking that guy off. Yeah, it just flies. And they, but the thing in this, in Sex and the City, they made it seem so calm. Like Miranda just sat there and like didn't even flinch. And then like everybody else is like laughing at her, and she's like, "What?" And it's like, come on. But, like, I feel like the. I mean. But like your natural, like your face would flinch a little bit. That's just natural reaction. I mean, she took it like, bring it on, motherfucker! Like she didn't flinch at all. Like stone face. She dated a black guy on the show. Is that actor still active? Like, is he like still an actor? Is he an actor that we know today? What's his name? Man, Lily don't care. Lily don't support black businesses. Cause you be hot. You smoke today? No? I'm so proud of you, Lily. Hey, you a pothead through and through. Before you go to sleep to fight off the night terrors. That's a stack of sadness right there. Like Like, that should be like a, something that's like, oh, that's cool. But then when you think about it, it's like you get really high just so you can do some shit alone, like experience yourself even more. That's a 16-year-old show. You explored yourself plenty since the age of 14, 15, 16. That's when people started exploring themselves. Well, before then. Really? That's crazy when people start missing appointments because they've been jacking off. What kind of 15-year-old is. That's insane. What? In high school? You missed the final from flicking your bean? That's incredible. That means you are great at fucking yourself if you put yourself in that deep a coma. Dude, if guys your age knew that back in the day, because like high schoolers be wondering that. They'd be like, I wonder if this girl masturbates or that, because there's no wondering for guys. All the guys masturbate. Like, all the guys, like, no girl is like, I wonder if Joseph yes, Joseph masturbates. He's masturbating right now. That's why he's not in class. But like, guys wonder that at a young age. It's just like, I wonder if she's, if girls are doing that too, or if she's. I remember when I first did it, the first time I ever did it, I stopped myself midway through. I was laying up. I was laying on my back, jacking off. No. Literally, I was jacking off, and out loud I said, this is stupid. And I stopped jacking off and put my dick back in my pants. Yeah, it wasn't even a Jesus thing. It just felt dumb. I'm like, I'm sitting here playing with my dick. Like, I was like, this is dumb. I could be, there's a PlayStation right there. Like, it's a modern marvel of technology. And then, but then when I actually did it, I was like, oh God. I had to be in like, I don't know, maybe middle school or something like that. Or no, not at all. It was like 9. That's real. Like, how would you even know that that's possible at 9? Okay, well. Big enough that y'all were both still on the same couch. I don't know, you were blinded by your insane masturbation. Galaxy Quest. Really? Got it. Because I know Tim Allen make everybody wet. That's his cum noise. I'm in space. I'm a home improvement man in space. Wait, while you were watching Galaxy Quest? Wait, how did, but no, you can't just jump from, I was sitting on the couch with my brother watching Galaxy Quest, and then it was a very subtle stroking the bean. What were you mesmerized by? Because, I mean, I'm sure he was mesmerized by space aliens and ships. Are you being for real? Well, kids are like that weird. Like, I remember I used to announce my hard-ons. Yeah, Ladies and gentlemen of the family, my penis is hard. It's like icy. It's getting hard again. Like this turkey just gets itself buttered. Yeah, look at them thighs on that turkey though. It's glistening. And get that stuff. No, yeah, but no. So, but like kids do weird shit at that age where you're like, cause your body's just doing shit on its own, so you don't know what's happening, and you don't know why things are reacting that way. You don't know the purpose that it's literally a biological like precursor, you know. Yeah, you're not. Jesus Christ. And your brother's sitting there sitting there watching you like, I hope to God not. So, what kind of trauma is your brother a normal person? Like, is what kind of trauma? Oh, well, I wonder why. What kind of what? A globe, like a or what? Well, I don't think he got molested by a globe. He just okay. Why do y'all have a globe in the toilet? And he got up to pee. Oh, okay. This was after he peed. What? What? Y'all got a weird. What is going on in this family? You're over here masturbating on couches, and your brother's pissing on the earth and getting. Jesus Christ. See, this is. Really? You thought your fingers impregnated you? Dude, how fucked up was your, like, heart, like, with that? Because, like, when you, like, that stress in your heart, like, at a young age, like, when you're a kid, like, any stressor is, like, the most heavy thing in the world to you. Like, you just fear everything. Like, you fear getting in trouble. You fear, like, you know, bad things happening to you. So, like, when you think you're pregnant at 11, like how long and how hard did that affect you? So when you thought you were pregnant, you were just like, I got this. 11-year-old, just like, I can be a mama. I've got 3 baby dolls. It looked like a hand with some eyebrows. Oh my god. It'll come out to the Galaxy Quest theme song. Yeah. That's insane. And how long did it take you before you realized, oh, I'm not pregnant? That's not bad, but that's still a long time. 11-year-old. Yeah. A full week. Oh, man. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to get a job. Oh, my God. What 11-year-old knows about abortions? What's going on in Canada? She obviously didn't tell you the sex talk, though. She didn't tell you the mechanics. Ever? Well, mom's had some experiences. Mom's had some heartbreak. I mean, that's true for a good portion of people's lives. But I don't think that's just men. I think that's people. People just want to hunt for a while and leave each other alone until, you know, they finally decide, all right, I got to get my life together and make another one of these degenerate motherfuckers to do that to somebody else. Yeah, That's wild, Lily. I don't think I had any I mean I have an active fear of getting people pregnant now, but like I never thought like I got my blankets pregnant or anything like that from jacking off. I used to, man, Skinamax, I was their number one customer back in the day. I love that shit. You don't know what Skinamax is? You know the movie channel Cinemax? Really? So there's like HBO and Showtime, and there's Cinemax. Yeah, Cinemax has like, it's just another set of movie channels. But Cinemax would show softcore porn. Yeah, at night or whatever. No, yeah, I used to watch that shit all the time in me and my dad's one bedroom apartment. So real thing. You know, like Cinemax, I was a Cinemax fan, then sometimes you go over to HBO and they be showing Real Sex. Do you remember that show? It's a show called Real Sex. And Real Sex is much more disappointing than Cinemax. It's you're like, oh, this is real sex? It's just somebody with a front butt humping on you in the woods or some shit. Like, 'cause it wasn't movies. It wasn't like porn. It was almost more like documentary style. It was like if, well, it was just throughout. It was like imagine if Vice only focused on like different forms of sex. Like, I think it's interesting if you're in your late 30s. Yeah, not when you're like 15 and just like, I gotta stick my dick inside. Like, you're not like, what? No, I wasn't like a, out of like fruit and shit. No. I've had friends that have like warmed up bananas and shit. Yeah, you warm up a banana and mush it up in your hand, the chat. Yeah, like it feels just like a pussy, bro. I'm like, nah, pussies feel like pussies. I don't want to fuck my. I don't ever want to be like, man, I gotta go to the grocery store and get some jack off ingredients. I need recipes for this. Yeah. People do. That's how guys are gross. Yeah, but y'all fuck y'all continue that habit of fucking other things, like buying things to fuck. Guys don't. I mean, yeah, vibrator though. That's the same shit. Really? You got just like the little bullet looking one. Really? Oh, that fucking back massager. Now, do they really market that as a back massager? I've never seen a commercial for it ever either. But I've also never seen a kiosk for them. Okay, so then it's a fucking dildo. It's not like a. Or, you know, it's a vibrator. It's not like a actual. You won't go in. But you're not gonna go in Brooks Brothers and find one. No, the Brooks Brothers ones had those two knobs or whatever that. If you putting that on your pussy, that's game over. That's sexual assault. If you put that on your vagina. That thing is, because I put that on my shoulders. I'm like, oh shit! Like, tone it down a notch. Jesus. My hand makes me. Yeah, but do you think you're getting into that realm where it's just like that's better than a sexual partner, or do you rather have a sexual partner? Yeah, you don't want Skynet pussy when you get have John Connor. Yeah, I mean that's a legit problem people have now. I mean, but there's something to be said, like, you know, everybody knows their own body. Like I can get me off in 30 seconds if I need to. You know? Sometimes you just want to go to sleep. Yeah, like I mean, sometimes jacking off is like a nighttime routine, like just like brushing your teeth, shower, wash your face, brush your teeth, jack off, and pass out. But yeah, I don't want to be. Literally, the longest part of jacking off is, if you're gonna watch porn with it, is finding the clip. You do what? No, you throw your underwear off before this. The underwear? Man, Tide should advertise with you. Like, get these stains out. Like, that's how strong Tide is. Get this pussy friction out of these drawers. Yeah, but it's still like, I mean, it's still gonna dry as a film or something. Oh, you do a drop off? Oh, that's fucked up. At least do your own laundry. Yeah, you gotta. Please let me tip you, Gladys. Please just take this money. Oh my God. Dude, you gotta. Yeah, that's. People that do laundry really be. I bet they've seen some wild shit. How many dookie streaks you see? Do you think the laundry people have seen? Period stains? Dude. Because I'll. Yeah, that's. That's wild. Because I'll jack off and then just grab an old pair of underwear and clean up. Yeah, but I won't do it into. Well, I'll do into. But I won't have the underwear on when I do it. Yeah. Because I got all this meat that can't be contained by underwear. Jesus. Sometimes there's so much. You gotta put a wet floor sign in Lily's room when she jack off. Dude, that's crazy. Whoever listens to this gonna wreck their car. Have a hard on at the office. Oh, you're loud when you. I mean, I'm silent. I think everybody should. No, nobody wants to be like, ugh, they're jacking off. It's like, what are you doing there? How close? You're breathing really weird. There's a barometric pressure change in the atmosphere. Oh, God. Is that what you said? Yeah, how old's your brother? Older than you? Oh, he definitely knew. That's the. Holy shit, you couldn't come up with a better lie than I'm playing a game with myself. You might as well just said, I'm fucking my pussy hole to death. Yo! I'm playing a game with myself.
playing a game with myself.
Holy shit. Dude, that's the thing that, like, kids don't get is that anybody older than them knows they're jacking up. Like, they've been there. They know what you act like. Like, in hindsight, you know what somebody who's been jacking off all day, every day acts like. Like, and there's no, like, if you walk in on somebody and say they're not, like, necessarily jacking off just yet, but they're, like, queuing something up or whatever. They got tissue, and then, like, all of a sudden, they're just, like, act like they're blowing their nose. It's like, I know you're not blowing your nose. Nobody just has a wad of toilet tissue. Not tissue, like, Kleenexes. Like, rolled toilet paper wadded up, and it's all like, oh, yeah, I was blowing my nose into a wad of rolled up toilet. It's like, no, you were jacking off. Like, people know, and kids think, like, oh, I got away with it. And then, lo and behold, the other person's closing the door, like, oh, fucking gross, man. You know, I'm walking off. You probably shouldn't bring that up to him ever again. Because he'll be like, why would you make me relive this trauma? Something that I didn't even, but he was 14. Well, he probably wanted to bust in and be like, can you shut up? I'm trying to masturbate in here, and your masturbation is fucking up my masturbation. I can't be. I jacked off for a long time before I did the real deed. Yeah, I was super late. Yeah, 22. That shit, I mean, it was great. You know what, though? Like, when you lose your virginity at that late age, the next day you're not all like, I'm walking on sunshine. You're not like that. You're just like, all right, cool. Well, that was, you know. Right. Yeah. Was the guy your age? No. See, that's what, like, I mean, really? You're 23? Damn, you only been fucking for 3 years, Lily? But I've been self-taught. I've been self-training for the longest time. Man, that's crazy to think about, like, I've known you. Have we known each other 2 years yet? Yeah, so you had just not too long ago lost your virginity by the time. You're just making up for all this. Yeah, you know, pussies are like dog ears. Age 7 years to one human year. So every dick you take adds 7 years to your vagina. So you kind of. A full black. Wow, this just got very Get Out. I haven't had a full black yet. I've got to acquire one of those full blacks, those purebred. It's like a very, like, bizarro world Hitler thing to say. I'm finally a full black. Oh my god. So you fucked like a mixed dude? How was that? Really? Cause he had the black excellence in the bedroom and then the ability to take you to brunch on his white side. That's why you gotta get one of them full one of them full blacks. Where are you going about finding this fool? Are you on Bumble still looking for? Are you serious? You said it with such conviction. I was like, damn, are we really on that tip right now? Like, where black people are like, we ain't fucking with nobody else. Just black after 45 got in office and Nazis came back, we staying with our own. I tried. I told you what to do. What? How did I fail? You failed yourself. Because there's only so much I can say. It's like, just say it. When I say shit, I just go for it. And sometimes people don't respond to me. I'm giving you the same treatment the guys on Bumble might give you. They may not respond to you. Do you have it on your phone right now? Pull it up. It's not aggressive. I'm trying to help you get one of these full blacks. So that means you'll have a bunch of queued up matches already. Yeah. That means people that are in queue to match with you. Let me see. Let me see it. What are you doing? Let me see it. You're hogging the Bumble. Jesus Christ. So you've got like the premier service or something? Yeah, no, that's only if you like pay for it, I thought. Yeah, that's definitely only if you, good Lord, you got 14 in the queue. Let me see. What about him? He's brown. But he's Mexican. He's Juan. He's from Puerto Rico. But Juan's a good looking dude. Juan's a good looking dude. Really? No, this guy looks, no. Brad? Oh, Brad, 32, marketing manager? God damn. Man, you white. Shout out to Brad. Fuck boy, Anthony and the DJ with the, this nigga got the light bulb head. Look at this dude. Oh, in every photo, it's like close up and lean to the right a little bit. This motherfucker with the eyes squinty. This guy's a piece of trash. Oh, damn. He's a good looking dude. Cody. He's a freelance musician. He's a bassist. So he's good with his finger plucking technique. You want to? Okay. He's from Ohio, though. Alan. Oh, wow. Just be racist as shit. Oh, this guy is a dad. And he's kissing up on his wife. Yo, first picture is. Apparently they got drone money, cause look that picture. Hey man, you know, hey, relationships are a fluid concept now. Look at this girl. Every picture, and they've got a picture where she has a shirt that says "Best Mom Ever." He's got one that says "Number One Dad," and then they have a onesie that says "Best Kid Ever," and they're making out. No, I think he's trying to be divorced. Just swipe left. Hey, I don't know. Hey, shirtless pick. Hitler hair. No, he's got a man bun. Oh, first description, wild boy, confident and determined in all that I do. Generally, my hobbies include powerlifting, Olympic lifting, track cycling, and photography. Which means I take shirtless pictures of myself in the mirror, looking for my future wife, one hookup at a time. What the fuck? Swipe for bomb-ass deep tissue massages. This dude's a piece of shit. Great conversations and dope food dates. Shut the fuck up. This guy is an A1 douchebag. You want me to help you, right? Oh, can we go into, like, let's do it. No. This guy said, let's do it. Oh, downstairs at Wohop. Oh. Okay, so what do you need help with, though? Seriously. I want to help you. Mm. What is Wohop? Well, okay, I figured. Sounds like an Ian thing to say. Howdy ho, happy campers. I call my dick Wohop. Yo, no, seriously, let's try messaging a dude. No, you got a couple queued up. I know, so let me see. Are there any of them that you like? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You like the bassist, you like the photographer that happens to do Olympic lifting on the side primarily. You don't want him to do an overhead press of you and throw you up against the wall and then onto the bed. No, he's just passionate about his lifting. He takes it seriously. Sometimes he forgets that women aren't dumbbells. And like, he drops weights at the gym and sometimes he forgets it. It's like, I'm not a barbell, Tony. Sorry, I got confused. Nah, yeah, you don't want no meathead. You want a fit dude. You want fitness. Only if they're cool. What if they don't like smoking pot? But they're cool with you smoking pot, but they don't do it. Really? That's. You ain't gonna find no soul connection. Like, this ain't no soul connection place. Where'd you find? I found my soul connection. There's a whole lot of soul on the internet. Yeah, that's soul swipe. No, yeah, I think. Yeah, I met her on Bumble. She was like, "The fuck is up?" Yeah, she was like, "You looking like a snack, bruh." No, she didn't say that. She doesn't talk like that at all. No, she asked me. Yeah, she was like, "Hey, what's good, pa?" No, she asked me what my like three favorite shows are. See, we've given you multiple options for opening lines, and you're just like, "I don't know." Dude, you have home field advantage on Bumble. Like, you're in control. Just know that. Like, as the woman, you, first of all, women get to be picky on Bumble. So you get to choose whether y'all match or not. And then you get to decide even if you want to talk to them or not. So whatever you say is. It's in your control. You're starting with control. So you can say whatever. You don't have to put so much, like gravity on it because it's yours. It's yours. Like you get to fire people on that app. So if they don't respond, whatever, but it's like it's still you in control. Lily. Lily, you gotta give your vibrator a break here. Like it's gonna go up in flames. You had to use a coal power. Yeah, this. Oh God, it's like somebody whose iPhone breaks, and I had to read books for a week, like an ingrate. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm here at this fucking apartment. Nobody ever comes to my apartment. Whatever. It is equidistant from my place to your place and your place to my place. And I have all the equipment. No. Beautiful water. Hey man, that's the island that all the immigrants came to, Coney Island. They were like, "I'm gonna settle down and get a hot dog and ride a roller coaster." I hope you realize Coney Island's not the island that the immigrants came to. And the immigrants were like, holy shit, we left that hellhole and we ended up in another one. Let's get the fuck out of here. Everything is not here. So? No. I gotta go back home after this. I have a show tonight, but it's not till 8. So, I'm gonna go nap. That's probably what I'm gonna do. Nap my ass off. I stayed up way too late playing video games. Well, I was watching wrestling, and then, yeah, I'm a huge WWE fan. Yeah, but that's a UFC fighter. Oh, okay. You know him? Know him? Oh, was it like a? That's crazy. How do you know Tito Ortiz? Oh, this past one? Did you like that experience? Will you do it again? Oh, really? Yeah, keep that talk up. See how far you make it in Hollywood, Lily. Learn how to burn bridges quickly. Oh, really? Oh, man. That's the worst. See, you're not lazy. You can stick it in and, you know, fucking come up with a catchy opening phrase for these bumble dudes. Yeah. Hardworking, determined individual that sticks to her guns. No, I don't want. Dude, I like Survivor's one of those shows where I'm like, how are y'all still. What place in America has not got the internet yet to where they're still entertained by this? You like it because it's just on in the background and it's grown on you. Yeah, but before then. Yeah, see, it's an infection. It's just an infection growing throughout this household. Did you say 31? They've had 31 survivors. Obviously, they need to. This island is very survivable. There's 31 seasons of Survivor. Everybody survives. No, the fact that you said season 31 is like, what the fuck? Name me. I couldn't name you 3 survivors. Could you? Could you name me a couple survivors? I don't. No, I'm saying like, could you name me 3 winners of Survivor? Goes to show you men are better than women. They survive. Have they? I'm sure there have been plenty of female winners. Really? I think Survivor got an upgrade, man. It's called Naked and Afraid. You ever watch that? If you like Survivor. Man, it's like you're catching up on the 90s or some shit. Like you just came out of bunker. I was furiously masturbating. Didn't see Survivor.
I had a Big Brother, but I didn't watch Big Brother.
You should watch Naked and Afraid. That's a good show. It's like Survivor, except it's just two people. Yeah, and they gotta last 21 days out in the wilderness or whatever. And they always cuss each other out. Oh, you get to bring something? Well, I know you bring your magic wand. You probably build one out of a goddamn coconut tree or some shit. Oh, damn it, Lily. Not in this Weinstein era. Yet. It's coming. It's coming. Y'all be acting out of line too. What's one item that I would bring? Don't know. I can't say like my iPhone because there's no chargers and shit. It'd have to be something like for sur literally for survival. It'd have to be something like a fucking hatchet or like some fire, like a flint or something, you know? You know? What would you bring? Tweezers. We could use your hair for kindling. Yeah. Would love to see that. Really? Holy shit, that's funny. Dude, I can't believe there's 31 seasons of Survivor. Where are they this season? Cambodia. Cambodia, ain't they got like running water, all types of good shit in Cambodia? And they have challenges, right? Each week. What's like a tough Survivor challenge like towards the end? American Ninja Survivor. This sounds like what's that Nickelodeon show? Temple of the Legends of the Temple, Hidden Temple or some shit. Remember that? What? Really? You remember that? Nickelodeon used to be like cool and informative and like it was Really? Well, you didn't watch Nickelodeon during the day? You don't remember? You really don't remember that? Legends. I'm gonna look it up. Legends of the Hidden Temple. Yeah, this show. And there was like different teams. And there's like the Yeah, it's like they had to answer questions from this fucking demon skull demon stone face dude, and they were a different team. There was like the blue fish and the purple monkeys and the No, the Survivor is a this ripoff. Or like we were kids. I mean, okay, let me look up. It was way before Survivor. 93. 93. To 95. Yeah, I know I'm right. I was 3 years old when this started. Survivor was not around when I was 3 years old. Damn, I was 7 years old when Survivor. Damn, that makes me feel old. This shit's been on 20 years. Dude. I wonder if the guy who created that show is like seeing all that money.
That's fucking insane. I gotta put some white people on an island. That's wild. Well, this is, what are you gonna call this episode? Surviving masturbation. You could have done this episode all by yourself. That's not mansplaining. That's just a play on your masturbation. Oh god. Yeah, I feel the, I think I just saw your magic wand scurry under the bed. Try to hide in a corner. Oh my god. Alright, let's get out of here. Sexual chocolate, baby. I'm Jordan Fisher. You can follow me at JFisherComedy. Sexual chocolate. Peace.